And it's time for Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, a special program every Wednesday morning at this time, sponsored by Clearfield County District Attorney. And this morning, we are so glad to have with us Tim Port. He is not a new guest here on Connect FM. We've talked to Tim a number of times, and especially about autism awareness and some special events that happen each and every April. Tim, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great having you here with us once again. And before we get started talking about autism awareness, Tim, and a special event that's coming up here in another week and a half or so, could you reintroduce yourself to our listeners? Give us a brief personal and professional introduction.
Absolutely. So my name is Tim Port. I'm actually retired from the United States Marine Corps. I spent about 21 years in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where, when you asked me that question earlier, I was going to think back. That's kind of where I got my love to give back to the community, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So many different organizations when I was in the service and that we gave back to the community, visiting hospitals and working with people with special needs and stuff like that.
Sure.
Maybe that's what drove my passion when I retired. I retired and I went back to college and I went on and got my master's degree and applied behavior analysis. And that's a big focus on working with kids with disabilities.
Okay.
So after that, I started working in the field for the last 15 years, working with juveniles and adolescents,
mm-hmm.
At-risk kids or adjudicated youth, and also kids that have autism. I spent about 7 to 8 years here locally in a school here in Dubois, working with kids with behavior support, emotion support, and autistic support, and just kind of gave me a real love and idea about like what I wanted to kind of drive to give back to the community, find different ways we can do things, get people involved.
Yeah, well, super. And we're going to be talking in a few minutes about one of those ways that people can really get involved. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit more about autism awareness. This is a month that is set aside, especially dedicated towards that. Tim, could you talk about what you think are maybe some of the biggest misconceptions about autism and these misconceptions that would obviously need to be addressed? What do you think some of those are?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak for myself. I mean, before I knew anything about it, it's just the not knowing. It's not, do they understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They look different, so it looks scary. And not everybody's like that. And they all have needs, and there's a difference. It's just like you and I. I
mean, sure.
We all have our basic needs that we have. Just sometimes they have to learn a different way to communicate it. Sometimes they may need assistance in doing different things. And I think that's the biggest misconception, is just that not everybody is the same, and everybody is different. And just take some time, some understanding, and really understand what each individual needs.
And you've mentioned the fact that you've been involved in these types of things for over 20 years. Could you talk about how our understanding as a public has changed over the years, and what progress do you think could still be made in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. Just events, are the biggest things. I think that's what got me interested in understanding a little bit more. Some of the in Dubois, a long time ago when I started this, everybody talked about the greater Dubois area.
Yeah.
And it truly is.
Yeah.
When you start doing things, people are interested. They do reach out. They want to know how they can help. And I think that's probably the biggest part about that is just, if you don't understand, just find organizations or people, find ways you can assist or just show up and get to see and talk to people. I think more awareness and more inclusivity with communities. I mean, there's some great businesses around town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I used to work with the Dr. Doolittle and Angry Goat.
Yeah.
When I'm out of Braxis, we took some kids there and they had their caring caboose
right
out there that's meant for parents to take kids in and they can order meals to be delivered out there for them and stuff like that. The Rice Theater here in town. I mean, they do a lot of, there's so many different businesses in town to offer little things like that. I think just more awareness of those opportunities are out there, it'll create more opportunity for people to get out and about, socialize, and understand a little bit better. Dubois does a great job with it, but I think in general, we can just get better with it every single day, and just more businesses having opportunities. My thing for the future, honestly, is just you know, there's a lot of supports for kids and adolescents, but when they graduate and move into adulthood, that's where there's a real struggle begins in my input. I think some businesses who can create opportunities for kids or for adults with disabilities to be able to work and stuff, mm-hmm. I think that'd be the future for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. And there's always room to improve, even as those different things and different levels of improvement are achieved. There's always more room to improve, for sure. Can you talk about the importance of having autism diagnosed early? Isn't that much more helpful in a parent's responsibility and a community's responsibility in working with children who have autism?
Absolutely. You know, when they get that early diagnosis, it's just. You can make more improvements with them. You have early diagnosis. You can get speech therapy involved right away, some occupational therapy. And it just, the earlier you can, the better off. I mean, in the long run, you can do that. I know, someone who owns the community Rising, it's a speech pathology. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. They mm-hmm. go in early and they help out with families, make sure the needs are met. And so the clients or the students can have better, you know, goals to achieve sure. when they get older. Occupational therapy, same thing. In fact, one of the owners from Community Rising actually started a business out in Clearfield called Sensational Gym. And it's a gym for people to take their kids in. They have different sensory items in there so they can learn different things as well too. So things like that are so important and, you know, for the future. And I'm just creating more opportunities and businesses and, you know, getting people out and about.
Wow, that's super. And as communities become more receptive and more accommodating in working with people with autism and individuals, could you talk about in the workplace, you know, bosses and managers, what are some of those effective strategies as they support individuals that work there with autism?
You know, it's really interesting you ask that question because I think about I used to work with a lot of businesses on different, like the personality tests and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's no different. Just having patience. Uh-huh. Patience, clear communication is a huge thing. And if you understand where the other person's coming from, then you know how to interact with them more effectively, essentially, with the Myers-Briggs personality test.
Sure.
It's no different with people with disabilities. It's just you have to kind of get on their level, understand where they're coming from, mm-hmm. so you can have effective communication and give them the opportunities they need that they can be successful in any opportunity they have.
Okay. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit, and we want to go from talking about autism awareness and some of those issues to a special event that's coming up here in Dubois at the end of the month. It's on April 26th, I believe, Saturday. Tell us more about that walk that is happening.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. This is a 6th year, I think, we've been doing this.
Yeah.
We started it in 2019 during COVID. And the reason we started it really was we would, as the school that I had, we'd travel down to Pittsburgh and help raise money for autism awareness. And the monies that we'd raise would stay in the area, to stay in Pittsburgh area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we brainstormed. I had some amazing, amazing people who worked with me. And we brainstormed, came with the idea about doing something locally. So we raise money, we can give it to other nonprofits, other local things. So we started that back in 2019. Unfortunately, COVID hit.
So we didn't
really do it. We did it virtually. And it was just a participation thing. But after that, we've done it here in Dubois down at the Memorial Park. Rain has always been a factor, so we're fortunate
sure.
enough with the Dubois Mall. They've the last couple of years have allowed us to do it in the mall. This all came about just because working with, you know, the families, and one of the biggest questions I had was trying to understand like where they came from, that, you know, having that empathy and that care, and just really just asking that question, like, tell me your story. And a lot of times the stories you get, I mean, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan too,
yeah.
but even Jerry Porter tells a story about when he and his daughter's diagnosed. Mm. They had no idea what it was. They got diagnosed, and as you got the diagnosis, but that's it. There's no way how to manual that goes with this.
Yeah.
So just listen to the families and reading stories from even famous people and not knowing what to do. It just made me think, like, how can we connect? There's a lot of resources in the area, but how can we connect them with individuals so people know these things are out there for them? So that's what we did. We did the autism walk, and it's more of a resource fair than the walk. The walk
sure.
just gets people
yeah.
out and about.
Yeah.
But the resource fair is just to connect individuals, adults, even kids, you know, in the community, just so they know that there's resources out there for them. They're open, they're willing to help out and stuff like that as well. And that's how it all came about. I mean, we like I said, it's about this will be the fifth year actually doing, you know, get to do it in person, but just really about just connecting people so they know there's things out there for them.
So you have some clearly defined goals that you wish to accomplish, you know, through this event each year. How can people get involved and help you achieve that those goals that have been set?
Yeah. So this year we're actually we're raising money this year for Camp Friendship. And Camp Friendship is a free camp, you know, for kids, and you know, I believe some, like, even if they graduate high school, if they are in special education, it doesn't have to be just an intellectual disability, it can be any disability. Mm-hmm. And it just gets them to be social, gets them to, yeah, they can do arts and crafts and different things like that for the week. The monies we're raising this year, we're going to donate 100% of our, you know, or any money that we raise through our gift basket stuff. Abraxas is actually bringing out some clients who are going to do some food items as well. It's all 100% donations. We're not selling anything for like that, but if people want to donate $1, $5, whatever it is, we're going to donate for that so Camp David can thrive and they can bring more kids in and be able to create more opportunities for that, stuff like that. Anybody who wants to get involved, I just go back to my personal, you know myself, when I learned about stuff, is just ask, you know, get involved. You can reach out to me, I mean, call here, you know, yeah. They have my number here, yeah. My email address, stuff like that. But just, there's a lot of stuff in the community. Okay. I mean, I don't know if a lot of the different things in the community have enough recognition for some of the things they do, and even some of the business who offer some of those things. I think it's just asking if they have those things out there. There's a lot of good people in this, you know, city of Du Bois for sure.
Yeah, just got to ask. Okay. We have Tim Port with us this morning on Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, presented by the Clearfield County District Attorney. Tim's been getting us caught up to date on autism awareness, which is a special emphasis this month. And we're also talking about the Autism Walk and Resource Fair. And as Tim said, the Resource Fair is a big part of that event, which is happening on Saturday, April the 26th at Du Bois City Park. Tim, could you tell us about what the day is going to look like on the 26th?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have some vendors that are going to be showing up and setting up some tables through the mall. Like I said, Abraxas is going to have an old shop in there. They're going to be selling items as well, food items, where people are there. And it's just, as people come out, it's just feel free to come out. And each organization shares different services. And it's just giving that opportunity for these people who are showing up, ask questions about what services they provide and things like that. We're hoping it's going to be a fun day. There's going to be other activities there as well. Get people involved in doing different things while they're waiting to, you know, possibly ask questions or things like that. We're going to have different businesses have donated different things, like baskets for a raffle off. And like I said, that's mm-hmm. the money that we raise. We're going to donate that to Camp Friendship. And all the money we raise from the food that we're going to be selling from Abraxas is going to be donated to Camp Friendship as well. So you can expect a lot of fun. I mean, hopefully a lot of good interaction. And hopefully people can take some stuff away from, you know, from the event, and either personally, like how to get more involved, or just, you know, maybe get in touch with different resources that are available for them.
Yeah, wonderful. And I need to correct myself there. I think I said City Park. It's not City Park. It's at the Du Bois Mall, which makes it even more exciting, because you can just go shop the mall and also take part in the Autism Walk while you're doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate that. Tim, I want to talk with you a little bit about the impact your advocacy and working with autism awareness and this event has made on yourself. Could you talk about what have been some of the most rewarding moments in your work with autism advocacy?
There's so many.
Yeah, I bet.
So many.
Wait, we only have 8 minutes, but
Wow. Well, I might have to go longer.
Share a couple.
No, I mean, honestly, just seeing the clients, you know, I can think back in the school. And you know, you work with clients who can't communicate. The first time they're able to communicate something through, you know, an iPad or either their pictures or something like that, and they're getting, and the frustration's gone. Yeah. You know, that's the greatest thing in the world there is. And then we work with, you know, some people when they graduate, they move on, and you see them out in the community, they have jobs, and you know, they're doing great things. You know, there's no greater impact than if you can impact someone's life in a positive way that changes life forever. I mean, you can't put a price tag on that. And there's so many people in Du Bois, there's different schools in Du Bois, different organizations that work with individuals with mm-hmm. disabilities that just, they make that impact every single day. I mean, honestly, I think we should have a, you know, national day of recognition for people like that who do those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, I mean, I, yeah, there's definitely some people out there. I don't want to mention names, but the professionals. There's musicians out there in town who you probably see and don't realize they actually were students one day in a private school, and they got their needs met and they're very, very successful. There's some business owners out there as well who are thriving, not just doing well, they're actually thriving. And that's the greatest thing. But to me personally, I think it's those young kids who get to be able to communicate for the first time and the frustration goes away because now people understand. Yeah. That's probably the biggest reward I think I've seen.
And it's confidence can go a long way in working that way. And I'm sure that is the case. Now, we talked about this earlier about the fact that all of us still struggle to understand because it's always difficult to put yourself in other people's shoes and fully grasp and understand, okay, what is going on in their head and in their heart, you know, at any given time. So what kind of message would you give to someone who, you know, just simply is kind of taken aback by, you know, autism and, you know, especially in this day and age when so many more children are diagnosed with autism? We heard that earlier on the radio station. Is there a message that you would give to those people to how they can help better understand the situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's no different from any human being dealing with any other human being. Just, you know, be caring, have patience and understand, and, you know, and be curious. I mean, just, you know, figure out what they need and find ways to you know, try to help them get their need. But I think just that being patient and caring, you know, probably the two biggest things any human being can have for each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just don't eliminate, you know, people who look different, though.
All right. As we get ready to close things up, Tim, what would you say are your hopes for the future of autism awareness and advocacy, especially in the Du Bois area?
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of really nice things happening in Du Bois. My hope would be that there's more openness to it, and there's more businesses that can create opportunities. I think the future, like I said earlier, just really finding ways to create jobs. There's a lot of these students who graduate, move on in adulthood, and if we can create different opportunities for those adults, I mean, I think it gives them more meaning, more purpose. And I mean, I need meaning every day, and that's why I do the things I do. Yeah. And I think that would be a huge thing here for sure. It's the research is changing every day. I think just people being patient and being open-minded, you know, to different things as well. I think that's part of the key.
Before we finish our time together, I'm going to give you one last chance to give a plug for the Autism Walk and Resource Fair coming up on April the 26th. And also, if you would please, Tim, share some contact information if people want to get in touch with you and learn more.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be happening. I mean, obviously on Saturday the 26th, we're going to have food there, gift basket raffles out there. We're going to know the different companies that are coming out. They're going to share their stories and share their opportunities, but they're going to have some fun things to do as well. Some giveaways, obviously. The ways to get in touch with me if you want to participate, if you're a business, want to donate a basket for, you know, the raffle off to help to raise money for Camp Friendship, you can contact me through the radio station to have my contact information, or you can send me an email. My email is just my name, tim.port, and it's at AbraxasYFS, and that stands for Youth and Family Services.org. And then just, you know, my phone number up there is 814-927-6615, and just ask for Tim Port.
All right. Tim, it's been great having you with us this morning on Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law. Thank you for taking the time, and we hope that Saturday, the 26th event, is a successful one.
I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. This has been Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, sponsored by the Clearfield County District Attorney.